paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000. Talking good old barbecue.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So there's a new normal that's going to come out of all this, and hopefully some really good things as well. I follow our friend Kevin Coleman. He's Weber's grill master online. He barbecues with his family and teaches them the tricks of the trade. His daughters are always out there helping him on the grill. He has his own campaign out there called Stay at Home, Grill at Home. John Crost is the Weber Grill Restaurant Group Operations Director locally here in Schaumburg, Lombard, in downtown Chicago. And both these gentlemen join me tonight. How are you guys?
Fantastic, Dave. Thanks for having us.
John,
doing
I got
great,
you?
Great, Dave.
There you go. Nice to hear some familiar voices out there. Kev, I love watching you and the family at the grill. And I really think right now, and I think about what happens usually every day in America, is kids are in their bedroom, they're eating on the fly, they're in sports, they're on their iPhone, they're on their iPad. No one's sitting down to the dinner table and having a meal together. Man, has this changed that for so many families.
Yeah, it's definitely changed that. And especially for us, I mean, we used to be the hustle and bustle and things, and now we're sitting down at the family table, but the girls are doing just as much of that meal prepping and cooking as I am. So it's nice that they're starting to learn that lifelong skill of being able to learn how to cook and actually do the majority of cooking. And they actually enjoy the food, I think, a lot more because they're part of that process.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, that's the time to do all this. I mean, I love smoking or sponsoring, and I love smoking ribs on the grill and so forth, but I was going to jump to that too early. But I love sponsoring our local restaurants. And we're going to talk to John about that in a little bit as well, because that's really important too, because there's so many people that work hard and you want them to be there when this is all over with, right? I mean, you know, you and I always meet for a drink once in a while, Kevin, at the Weber Grill, and get our old fashions and have a little snack and hang out a little bit. And it's like that across America and all across Chicagoland and some of these really true local places. We want them to be around when this is all over.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that my daughters, they were, it's one of our favorite places to go. Like you said, I meet you up there. We have a cocktail every once in a while, shoot the breeze. And that's a great thing about the Weber Grill restaurant is it's just like being in your own backyard, but you're out. And there's always people that, you know, there, and my daughters, that's their favorite restaurant. And so they were a little sad by, like, hey, we can't go to the Weber Grill restaurant anymore. I'm like, no, actually, we can order food and to carry out. But they have these grill packages where I can actually go and buy steaks, buy hamburgers, buy these packages, and we can bring them home. And then now they actually can cook the same quality product that they have at the restaurant in our backyard. So it's actually kind of like the best of both worlds, which is nice.
Well, and there's some different things that you're doing there, too. Jimmy Kimmel had a joke a couple weeks ago, and you got to laugh a little bit through this because otherwise it's just going to get too monotonous. He said, you know what I realized out of all this, the biggest thing that I learned is I can make my own coffee at home. You know? And I think that, right? That's something to be said, is there's going to be a new normal in this, and I hope the family dinner table is something that comes back. What are you grilling these days, Kev? Because you're in the backyard every day and every morning sometimes, too.
Well, we're trying to take care of as many folks as we can. So when we cook, we usually cook for the neighborhood. We do extras, and the girls are starting to understand now more than ever how important it is to give back and to try to help as many people as we can. So this morning, we did breakfast on the grill. So my daughter Maddie, her favorite thing is a French toast breakfast sandwich, where we take traditional French toast, we do Hawaiian bread, and then we grill breakfast sausage, put that together, and do some syrup over the top. And then my daughter Kinsey, of course, well, she likes to be different, so she likes pancakes. So we did, instead of an ice cream sundae bar, we did a pancake sundae bar with chocolate chips, peanut butter chocolate chips, bananas, and some other things. And so we had this real fun experience that we did outside. We've done burgers and steaks, pork shoulder we've done, bacon we've done, candied bacon. So I'm trying to teach them as much as I can about the prepping of things and getting it on the grill and trying to
together.
Make sure that they understand the importance of, yeah, Dad does it all the time, but they need to also be part of that process a lot more too. So hopefully that becomes the new normal so I can get, you know, close to this retirement age where I can actually have them doing more and I'm doing
okay. All right. Okay. I gotcha. Tell us about, you know, and because I mean, really people are cooking a lot at home and we'll talk to John about some of the things they're offering that you can cook at home and pick up at the Weber Grill restaurant, but, your best recipes for ribs. Let's throw that one out there.
So it really depends. Like that's one thing that you're finding now, ribs and pork products are something that I always, you know, I was at Jewel-Osco this morning and saw a ton of stuff out there. And so ribs, spare ribs or St. Louis style, you got your 3-2-1 method, 3 hours on your smoker at 225 to 250, 2 hours wrapped in foil with some apple juice, a little bit of butter, and some more of your barbecue rub, and then 1 hour back on your grill. Baby back ribs are 2-1-1, so 2 hours on, 1 hour in the foil and then 1 hour out. And we actually, the girls and I did pork shoulder last week and we actually Ooh. Came up with a pretty good rub of, 6 ingredients that we had inside. So we did cane sugar, 1 cup of cane sugar, 1/2 cup of salt and pepper together, 4 tablespoons of granulated garlic, 3 tablespoons of granulated onion and 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper. And the pork shoulder that we had just turned out fantastic, but we tried to make sure that, you know, you can't go out and buy 8, 9, 10 different ingredients, but what do you have inside the house and can you incorporate that stuff into what you're cooking? So that was a pretty solid way that we came up with it. Didn't have a lot and simple ingredients, but the food came out fantastic.
It's kind of what I said too, is, you know, you want to eat yourself out of house and home a little bit, you know, so but once in a while you got to shake it up a little because you're stuck inside every single day. So you want to grab something different and try something new. We've actually assigned days of the week when we cook. So I've got one, I have brunch, and then I think I've got Wednesday nights. All three of my kids have a night to cook. Alex does cook with us because he's 7. My wife's got a night, but we're all trying different things. And some of us are going out and getting different ingredients, and some of us are just finding what's in the house. And I think that's all really important. I got a text here from 773 asking me, this all sounds great. I don't have a grill. How can I enjoy these ribs and some of these other things without a grill?
Well, you know, the perfect thing is if your oven is going to work the same as a grill, the difference is grill is going to give it a little bit more flavor because you're using smoke. But you can take those ribs, put the same kind of rub on them, put them in your oven, put a pan underneath just so where the fat's dripping down into as your drip pan, and it's the same methodology as 3 hours in your oven, 2 hours wrapped in foil with apple juice, and your barbecue rub and a little bit of butter, and then 1 hour out and 2-1-1 for spare ribs. So anything that you can do on a grill, you can do inside in your oven. It's all transferable via just the temperature that you're cooking at, which makes it really fun because you can still have those fall off the bone, real tender ribs just done inside of your oven, which, you know, as long as we're using some type of barbecue sauce or barbecue rub, we're all winning in this world. At least I think we are.
Absolutely. It's also the time of year I was thinking about this, Kev. I usually fill in for Lou Manfredini. He usually takes a vacation this time of year. Obviously, none of us are going anywhere, but we always talk around Easter. It's Easter Sunday next Sunday. You throw a ham on the grill.
Oh, absolutely. So I actually already ordered my ham from my butcher, and so we're going to be putting it on. And that's a great thing about doing things outside is ham on the grill. We'll put that on. Normally, you're going to put it in your oven 250, 300 degrees. You're going to warm it up for 2 to 3 hours. We'll put that on the grill. Great tip for people if they're going to do it on their grill, which you're going to get a little bit more flavor, a little more smokiness to that ham. Just put a drip pan underneath what you're doing, because once you put that sugary glaze over the top about 30 minutes before it comes out, that can really make the inside of your grill a mess. So just using a drip pan right underneath the ham that you're going to be putting on the grill to collect all that dripping makes it your cleanup easy, and it gets you ready for the next time you're going to grill.
Very cool. Well, you can pick up steak, seasoning, many items that will also benefit the staffs of the Weber Grill restaurants that are not fully functioning right now. John Gross from Weber Grill Restaurant will join us in the conversation next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Player here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Coleman and John Crossed. I keep screwing that up, John. John Crossed from Weber Grill Restaurant. Kev has his own campaign, Stay at Home, Grill at Home. He does it with his family every single day. He'll give us some more recipes coming up. John is the director of operations for the Weber Grill Restaurant Group. And you can help with all this grilling at home that we're talking about with these grill out packs that you put together.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kevin's actually been a great advocate for these packs. He's picked up a couple, done some videos for us, and I appreciate that. I got to say, I wish I lived in Kevin's neighborhood because I'd like to be
right.
One of those neighbors that are getting some of that grill master
some of that
stuff
smoke.
Coming on.
Yeah,
you got it, man. But we obviously, you know, we shifted to a carryout touchless curbside pickup delivery kind of platform at the restaurant. And one of the things that, you know, as we made this shift quick, as these regulations came down, we thought, you know, we have all this great meat in house. We have all this, the ability to get in this great product, and you know, people are going to be at home and they're going to be grilling, and we got to put some packages together to provide people with the product that they expect from the restaurant, but that they can do at home on their own grill. So, you know, we kind of put a few packages together. One of them is a burger pack. Another one is a burger and steak pack. And then we have a premium steak pack. And we also do these things in-house, ready to make or ready-made, pre-made orders that you can pick up. So we'll do the cooking in our restaurant, or you can pick them up and do the cooking at home, whichever way you like it. But the grills are lit. We're open. We're in the restaurants. I was in the restaurant in downtown Chicago all day today, and you know, it was great seeing people coming in. The support has been phenomenal, and we've been very appreciative of you know, people just continuing to enjoy Weber Grill just in a different way.
Yeah, you're still doing delivery, and you're calling it touchless curbside pickup, which I like as well.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Makes it a little safer and easier for everybody involved. You have an array of spices. You know, Kevin was talking about all the spices that he puts on his steaks and his ribs and all that other good stuff. You're selling all that stuff, all those type of accessory things, with proceeds 100% going to the staffs at the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. We sell our spices for $5, $20, and $50 increments, and all the proceeds from the sales of those spices go to the staff, which, you know, they're the ones that are hardest hit right now, and it's difficult because these people are like family. So, you know, when we find ways to give back, and we have a GoFundMe page on our website, which you can donate to or purchase a spice at any increment, and 100% of those proceeds go to our staff. And somebody in Chicago today just came in, bought two spices, both for $50. And, you know, it was a special moment because it, you know, I know that's going to somebody that's in need right now.
I'm going to sound like a ad guy in the 1960s, like Darren Stevens going to have a drink, but I miss Mike the bartender the most. I mean, that's an anchor for me to see him. He makes me laugh all the time when I see it there. So that's a great thing to do to support the staff as well. Kids eat free, double points for Grill Club members when you order $30 or more on DoorDash.
Yep, you got it. Yeah, our Grill Club membership is just amazing, and people are earning double points right now to come back into the restaurant. You know, when the doors open back up, they can use it towards future carryout purchases. Absolutely, and kids eat free. I mean, you know, if you order through DoorDash, $30 or more, type in "kids eat free" on the promo, and we'll go ahead and pack a kids order in there for you. If you call in, we'll do the same thing.
Very cool. What are you doing for Easter? You got something special you're doing for Easter as well, if you don't want to cook?
Yeah, we're actually doing two different things for Easter. We're going to do an Easter ham. It's a house-cured and house-smoked Easter ham. So we're doing a single dinner, which is going to be served with our garlic mashed potatoes and green beans. And then we're also doing a family pack that starts at 4. And then you can do a plus one for $15 per person.
Nice.
And that's going to include the ham. It's going to include a salad, a strawberry salad. And it's also going to include the garlic mashed potatoes and green beans. And we're going to be taking orders on Easter from 10 until 2. We're accepting pre-orders for the family packs through Friday, so we have a good idea of what's coming in. And then from 2 to 3, we're feeding our staff. So we're going to invite our staff and their families to come in and pick up an order
of an Easter dinner on us.
That's great. That's terrific. Now, the weather's finally starting to turn. I'm looking here. Monday, 65. Tuesday, 73. Wednesday, 65. 57 on Thursday. So it is a great time to get out and throw something on the grill. As John mentioned, they have these these grill out packs that they have with some of these steaks and some of the steaks that you make on the grill, Kev. Like what's that's the one thing that you can screw up really easy, because you've always told me looking ain't cooking. But what are the best way to throw a steak on the grill?
Well, Dave, we like to place the steak on the grill. We don't want to throw anything.
Okay.
Although,
right.
We have a quarterback controversy right now going on in Chicago.
Yeah, we
once
do.
The NFL season starts.
Yeah.
But the best thing is always go off of thickness. And the nice thing about the grill packs at the restaurant or going to your butcher, if I can get them all cut the same size, the same thickness, they're all going to cook at the same rate. So when I'm doing steaks on the grill, anything an inch and a half or less is going on at 525 to 550. It's going to be on 3 to 4 minutes per side. Yes, look, it ain't cooking, so we want to keep that lid closed as much as possible. That way the steak continues to cook as fast. And what we did find with doing all this testing, and this is where, being at home, you're going to spend more time doing this. What we found is that if you take your steak off about 15 degrees less than what your ideal doneness temperature is, so if you're a medium rare guy, you like it 125 to 130, you take it off at 115, you let it rest 5 minutes, it actually will continue to carry over to that temperature. So great thing for people that are cooking at home is that ideal grilling temperature, the steak temperature of doneness, take it off about 10 to 15 degrees less than you would like it, and it's going to be at that perfect temperature when you go to slice into it and eat it.
You know, I feel like I'm grilling a little bit more this time of year, in late March, which, I'm out there grilling in the wintertime, but not as frequent, just to get outside and be outside in my own backyard. And I know Weber has a line of products that you guys use to help clean and get the grills ready for the season, but people don't want to get out there right now. I know you can order stuff at Ace Hardware, True Value, and in your local hardware place and get it sent to the house or whatnot. But if you're just using some plain old soap and water, what are some of the things you can do to get your grill ready for the season if you haven't uncovered it yet?
Yeah, I mean, what you do is take all the insides out. You can use a paint scraper, use your warm soapy water, mild scouring pad will clean all the excess debris on the inside of your grill out. Outside of it, stainless steel cleaner. Make sure if you're doing your stainless steel tables, you're going with the grain. You can see that inside. Use a cloth. Try not to use a paper towel because they have a lot more cardboard in them that could put some surface scratches into your stainless. Glass cleaner on the porcelain enamel finishes. And, just like an oven, just preheat your grill for, 15 to 20 minutes. Let it really get up to temperature. That'll burn any of the excess food, any of the excess debris that was on it. Just let it cool down. Scrape all the excess stuff off, and you should be ready to go.
And I'm hoping my 19-year-old son took notes on that, because he's going to be doing that this year. For sure.
You can always go on YouTube. There's a couple videos we got on there that'll give him lesson by lesson on how to do that. That's the backyard barbecue school he needs to enroll.
Yeah, so, but online right now, and you do educational things at the restaurant that will pick up again hopefully this summer. So, but there's places they can find you. They follow you on Facebook, of course, but there's other places, Weber.com. Where else could they find you, Kev?
So you can go on Weber.com. You can go on Facebook. You can go on Instagram under Kevin_Coleman. And, the great thing is, Dave, with my daughters being home now, we call it the backyard barbecue school. So instead of them reading normal books, they do that, but they also have to read a cookbook in the morning. They also look for recipes that they can do. Instead of them watching like somebody reading a story to them online, they actually would go to YouTube and we look at a barbecue video and they listen and they understand. And I ask them questions like, well, what did they do this time? And so I'm trying to incorporate as much of that learning for them, which I know it's great that they listen to stories, but I want to make sure that they actually have they're learning skills that they can use when they're, 9 and 10 years old, not when they're 16 and 17.
Well, I mean, just going back to being parents, I mean, you don't want your, we had it right in the beginning, and let me just share a little of this, right in the beginning of this whole thing, I noticed after the first 3 days, one of my kids, and I won't call her out, my only daughter, she was getting up at 11 o'clock in the morning, and almost like walking around in a bathrobe and cigarettes for 2 hours before she actually started the day. I'm like, no. We're starting tomorrow. We've got a new routine, and everybody's up and downstairs, showered, beds made by 8:30. The e-learning starts at 9, 1 o'clock. There's a time during the day that no electronics, no TV, no nothing. which means you can work on a project, do something else. We got to keep the kids, especially those with kids and or grandkids living with us, active in all this and doing something productive and maybe learning something from your parents while everybody's at home. And I think that's what really inspired me and grabbed you for this conversation, is because I see you doing it every day. And I think that's what we need to do while everybody's at home, is teach them something. And what better way to teach them is to cook and to prepare meals together.
Yeah, it's one of those things for us. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. For me, with the girls, is they love cooking as it is, but I wanted to definitely make it more part of what we do as a family and what they're going to learn. And so that's where, instead of them 20 minutes in a normal book, we're spending 20 minutes in cookbooks. And they're looking at recipes, and they're looking at, oh, Daddy, this looks good. Can we try to do this, and can we try to do that? And that's the fun part about it, is they eat better dinners. Like, they actually eat more when they actually are part of the cooking process than if I normally cook something.
Yeah.
So, you know, for them to gravitate towards that and love doing it and become more of that process, it's pretty fun, especially in the mornings. I'm like, Daddy, can we try doing this tomorrow? And so we'll either order the stuff or try to find it in the house if we have it. And you know what? It's a skill that they're going to maybe not thank me for now, but one, when they get older, they're going to really appreciate. And so that's, you know, how we're spending our time and how I want to try to create more of a legacy with them, is being able to cook at home and enjoy things. And that's the great thing about the restaurant, is they miss it because they always love going back there. It's funny, we have them doing chores at home, and so they have to get the mail in the morning and they have to do their things. And so when they posted that GoFundMe page, they actually gave me money out of their allowance to put towards the people there, because they miss them and they consider them an extension of our family. So you know, in this time and this day and age, like with us, we cook for people. We cook for some first responders. We cook for people that have been furloughed and have come under some hard times. And, you know, as much as we can come together as a community and help each other, this is the exact time to do that. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And, John, how do we find all of this information about these stay-at-home or these grill-out packs and the menus that are available, Easter and all that other good stuff for delivery or curbside?
Just check out our website, www.webergrillrestaurant.com. All the menus are listed there. The Easter menu is getting sent out today, so that'll be listed on the website as well. And you know, we miss you guys. I miss seeing you guys in the restaurant. I miss our customers. I miss being around people. That's why hospitality people are in this.
Same. It's why you do what you do.
We
John.
Love people.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's why you do what you do. Kevin Coleman, John Cross from Weber Grill. Be well, gentlemen, in all this, and hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. This is History with Dave Schwann coming up next on 720 WGN.